The Leadership Drift Problem by Bill Tibbetts, published on June 22, 2026. The Leadership Drift Problem: Why We Overcorrect, Undercorrect, and How to Stay Anchored. Bill Tibbetts. There is a leadership pattern I cannot unsee. Once you notice it, you start seeing it everywhere. Churches, ministries, nonprofits, and businesses of every size. Leadership is relatively easy when employees, volunteers are doing well, and affirmation is all that is required. The real test comes when correction, accountability, and behavioral change become necessary. That is where leaders tend to drift into one of two patterns. We overcorrect or we undercorrect. Sometimes we do both before lunch. I certainly have. Psychologists describe this as a self-regulation failure. Leadership theory might frame it as a breakdown in behavioral calibration. Organizational behavior scholars refer to it as inconsistent reinforcement. I think there is a simpler explanation. We lose our center. And when us leaders lose our center, we drift. The question is not whether leadership drift exists. Instead, the question is what anchors us when it happens. For Christians, the answer is not ultimately found in leadership theory. It is found in the character of Christ, the leadership tension Jesus never drifted into. One of the most remarkable descriptions of Jesus appears in John 1:14. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's what makes Jesus such a frustrating leadership example. Every time I think I found a justification for being softer or stronger, I run into the Gospels. Jesus somehow managed to confront sin without crushing people and extend grace without excusing it. He welcomed sinners while calling them to repentance. He restored people without lowering the standard. He spoke hard truths without losing compassion. No matter how closely I study His life, He never seems to drift into either ditch. And that matters because most leadership failures happen when we separate what Jesus perfectly held together. We lean toward grace and avoid accountability, or we lean toward truth and forget mercy. One side creates permissiveness, the other creates fear. The farther we drift from holding grace and truth together, the farther we drift from the leadership model Christ demonstrated. To the woman caught in adultery, He extends mercy while still confronting sin. Neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin. John 8:11. Grace and truth. When Peter denies Him three times, Jesus restores him beside the Sea of Galilee. Yet restoration comes through a direct confrontation of Peter's failure and a renewed calling to responsibility. John 21:15-19. Grace and truth. When Jesus cleanses the temple, Matthew 21:12-13, He demonstrates that love is not passivity. Yet, even His strongest rebukes are directed toward restoration and righteousness, not personal retaliation. Grace and truth. Many leadership failures occur because we separate what Jesus refused to separate. Drift number one, grace without truth. On one side lies what I call permissive stewardship. This is one of the reasons the drift can be hard to spot. It often feels compassionate and sounds spiritual. We tell ourselves, we just want to show grace, and sometimes we genuinely mean it. I've been there. But biblical grace was never meant to help us avoid accountability or difficult conversations. If anything, grace creates the environment where accountability can lead to genuine growth and restoration. Dietrich Bonhoeffer famously warned against what he called cheap grace, describing it as grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ. The New Testament consistently links grace and transformation. Paul asks, "Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?" By no means, Romans 6:1-2. True grace does not eliminate accountability, it empowers growth. Hebrews 12 reminds us that God disciplines those He loves, not because He enjoys correction, but because loving people requires pursuing their formation. When leaders avoid difficult conversations in the name of kindness, they often delay the very growth they claim to desire. Your strongest employees feel it first, while your struggling employees stay stuck and organizational confusion quietly spreads. Drift number two, truth without grace. The opposite drift is equally dangerous. I call it reactionary control. This one usually appears when pressure rises, mistakes happen, deadlines are missed, trust gets broken, and suddenly correction arrives with more emotion than process. I've been on the receiving end of that, and regrettably, I've occasionally been the one delivering it. When accountability becomes driven by frustration instead of principle, people stop experiencing leadership and start experiencing volatility. The Apostle Paul instructed believers to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. Notice that truth alone is not the goal. Truth delivered without love can wound, while love delivered without truth can deceive. Christian leadership requires both. As John Stott observed, Christian leadership is ultimately rooted not in power, but in Christ-like character. Genuine leadership is formed through obedience to Christ rather than the pursuit of authority alone. When leaders react emotionally, teams begin interpreting moods rather than trusting principles. Pause and read that again. When people start reading tone instead of trusting process, cultures begin to fracture. The gospel as a leadership framework. At the cross, God demonstrates both perfect justice and perfect mercy. Sin is not ignored, excused, or swept under the rug. It is dealt with fully. Yet the sinner is not cast aside. They are offered redemption. Tim Keller frequently described the gospel as the reality that we are more sinful and flawed than we ever dared believe, yet more loved and accepted in Christ than we ever dared hope. That's accountability and grace operating together. The cross refuses to minimize sin, but it also refuses to abandon people. It rejects both permissiveness and cruelty, offering a better path forward. As Christian leaders, we should do more than admire that reality. We should strive to reflect it in the way we lead others. Three anchors for staying centered. If leadership drift happens when we separate grace from truth, then the obvious question becomes, how do we stay anchored? While no framework can perfectly replicate the character of Christ, there are practical disciplines that help us move in that direction. Consistency, clarity, and process create the conditions where grace and truth can operate together rather than compete with one another. They help us avoid the ditches of permissiveness and reactionary control while leading people toward genuine growth instead of short-term compliance. Consistency creates trust. People should not have to wonder which version of you will show up today. James describes God as one who does not change like shifting shadows, James 1:17. While leaders are not God, our leadership should reflect His dependability. Therefore, your goal is to become boringly predictable. When people know how you will respond, they spend less energy managing your reactions and more energy improving their performance. Clarity creates movement. Proverbs repeatedly connects wisdom with understanding and clear direction. Most leaders think they have communicated expectations. Most teams would respectfully disagree. If someone cannot explain success in their own words, clarity has not occurred. Correction without clarity creates defensiveness. Correction with clarity creates development. Process protects people. Without process, correction becomes improvisation under pressure. Without process, accountability depends on emotion. Without process, trust becomes fragile. A defined process creates continuity, fairness, and transparency. It allows people to experience leadership as principled rather than personal. And it creates what every healthy team desires, a no-surprises environment. Leadership as formation. Ultimately, leadership is not merely about performance management. It is about formation. I truly believe this. Dallas Willard frequently reminded believers that Jesus was interested not simply in changing behavior, but in transforming the sources of behavior themselves. True discipleship addresses the heart before it addresses the habits. That means every difficult conversation carries weight. Every correction shapes culture. And every response teaches people something about authority, truth, grace, and ultimately God Himself. A moment to reflect. Take an honest inventory, not of your intentions, but of your patterns.